Today we have the Goosebumps book, Why I'm Afraid of Bees. First off, the main character is Gary Lutz, who I knew even from the spelling as a writer of weird books with names like Partial List of People to Bleach. However, I just recently learned that the individual I knew under that name is now known as Gary-Elle Lutz and has come out as a transgender woman just a couple of years ago, in conjunction with the release of a new book. And apparently, Gary-Elle was in the conversation for a Nobel Prize, although someone at the New Republic put Gary-Elle's odds at 20-1. That tied her with Cormac McCarthy and Don DeLillo, so I guess there was more than a ghost of a chance there. I didn't see myself on the list or any numbered odds. So, you know, Gary-Elle is doing a lot better than I am. Anyway, the main character of this book being Gary Lutz was a huge distraction that I don't think R.L. Stein intended, which makes sense. It's not like I knew about Students of Gordon Lish when I was like 10. Lutz is one of Stein's best characters, a lovable loser. When they play baseball in his neighborhood, they have a special Lutz rule, which is that Gary gets 4 strikes. It's one thing to suck at baseball, it's another to get a little bit of an advantage, but for the rule to be named after you, that's pretty bad for Gary. There are a lot of little things like this which causes Gary to take up the opportunity to take a vacation from himself, a la Total Recall. Person-to-person vacations is like a cross between Total Recall and The Fly. You go in, they match you with someone else, and then you body swap with that person. 1-800-555-SWAP is my second piece of low-key Goosebumps merch I'd like to make, but I haven't got around to it yet. Maybe by the time this episode actually shows up, I will. Gary goes in, and by the way, the office is in a strip mall. It looks like a dentist's office, which I like. A lesser writer would put it in some big evil corporate building or something, but Stein is like, yeah, you know, just an insurance office is fine. Gary decides to go for the body swap because, well, they have baseball rules named after him, and to his surprise, a cool, handsome, athletic boy wants to switch places almost right away. It turns out that this is because this kid has a big math test, and he's a moron, so he's totally willing to switch bodies so Gary can pass his test for him. I think the most shocking part of this book is that Gary and the other kid are just clients of this business, apparently. And the people who run it are like, sure, we don't need parental consent or anything. To swap bodies with someone else? I mean, come on, your kid is basically sleeping over at a stranger's house for a week, at the very least, most generous way to talk about what's going on. Anyway, during the body swap, a bee flies in the window, and Gary ends up in the bee's body instead of the other kid's body. The rest of the book is a series of terrors as Gary is almost killed, like constantly, by cars or stomping feet or other bees or really anything and everything. Anyway, things mostly work out. Everyone gets back into their proper bodies, including the handsome bro who had a bee in his body for a couple days, which seemed to be less disastrous than you'd expect. There was a 25th anniversary edition of this book, I guess for me and like 5 other maniacs, and the Goosebumps Wiki lists the differences, which I love. First we had the 25th anniversary retro set uses white text for the tagline, the original cover used black text. Wow. The 25th anniversary retro set updates some of the computer terminology that Gary uses. There are also some notable differences from the original. For example, the line, computer note, one of the electronic bulletin boards I'm connected to on the computer is changed to computer note, one of the forums I like to read. The phrase electronic note is replaced with post. Taco chips is replaced with tortilla chips. This change is not present in the 2018 ebook, however. Now, does this mean that people no longer know what taco chips are? Is this the dystopia that we are living in where we've lost a crucial key type of chip? And am I the only one who thinks that Doritos used to be generously dusted with flavor and are now maybe half as dusted with flavor as they once were? When are they going to release extra dust Doritos, guys? When? Page 21 changes the phrase I press the enter button into I press the IRXIV button. This is probably due to an error in the OCR scan of the original manuscript. The page count is reduced from 117 to 115. The username EcoScare95 is changed to just EcoScare. I guess they didn't want to put a number. Do people not put numbers at the end of their email addresses anymore? Is that like a, you know, secret Gen X thing that we're just discovering now? A mention of Lycra is removed. Fair. Blue muscle shirt is just changed to blue shirt. See how we've gotten less colorful and interesting? Hip hop dance is changed to rhythmic dance. That doesn't really make sense, but okay. And monitor is changed to screen. Now here's the last thing that's really interesting about why I'm afraid of bees. Because I actually really enjoyed this. This was probably one of the best ones I read. And there was some level of scandal that kind of surrounded this book. So at some point, Stein probably started using ghostwriters, which came up in a lawsuit because it would have violated his contract to do so. Which, I mean, dudes, this was book 17 of the Goosebumps series, and it came out 20 months after the first book. Like, do you seriously expect that kind of output from one man? Now, Stein says he never had his books ghostwritten for him, but he did say that other writers would do extensive outlines that he then rewrote. Why I'm Afraid of Bees would be the first book to have been done this way. And to be honest, it's pretty solid. If this is the ghost result of ghostwriting or phantom outlining or whatever he wants to call it, I'm for it.
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.